You're listening to Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast.
Oh, this burrito is delicious. It is filling.
You looking for a Tilly, buddy?
Let's have a Tony for
how about a glass case of emotion? Ron, you have a raging erection. Why the fuck does Howie Mandel not shake other people's hands?
Wayne.
McMurray, how are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad.
This is the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys Podcast. Today is 6/18. I knew the date.
Oh,
I
wow.
Fucking knew the date.
I'm even a boy.
I knew the date. This is our first live podcast. Thank you to anyone that's watching.
It's our 20th. This is our,
it's our
special
20th,
treat
our 20th,
for you. Did you think we'd get to 20 when we started this?
20th 1 week anniversary podcast.
I'm more concerned of, like, the best part is, because now that if we're going live like this all the time, I can just put in a little Skype window and put Mike just right up in the corner.
Yeah, that could happen.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, that's good.
Yeah. So,
how do you think, like, the delay would be, though? You think that'd be weird?
I mean, I can set a custom delay.
What do you mean? I'm talking about, like, us saying something, then Mike hearing it, then responding. You think it'd be a weird
delay? If, like, they can do that shit on, like, news networks.
Yeah.
We can figure it out.
We're basically a news conglomerate. You know?
We have opinions. We talk about weather.
We
are
the
news.
We got the anchors. We got the mic. We're good to go.
Yeah, that's true. Man, this is great. So we're going to have some call-ins today for the people who aren't in the pile, who are listening to this podcast, which there's probably no one. So, you know.
It's probably not.
So we got this fucking chat thing up, I guess, because we're doing this live stream. So if you want to say a thing, Lucas will take his shirt off if you ask him to.
I might.
Lucas will take his clothes off.
He might.
You can weigh in on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think that by Twitch's rules I can actually show nipple, but I'll get pretty close.
I mean, who's watching this? Is Twitch watching this?
Is there a difference between, because, like, I mean, on TV you see shirtless men versus shirtless women.
Yeah, but Twitch is weird.
Free the nipple.
I feel like it both would be acceptable.
Free the nipple.
Free Lucas's 3-inch diameter nipples.
Jesus Christ.
They need to be free.
They're minimum, like,
Garg is watching. Garg is here.
Hey, look at him. He's on the screen.
He's on the screen. Oh, yeah. Well, he's more right here. He's
in both.
Yeah. Mike wrote on here that I should plug the Twitter and email. So our Twitter is at RowdyRousePod. Please follow it because I tweet things out. Nobody cares. Nobody listens.
I care.
Well, Lucas,
you can email us things you want us to talk about.
Yeah, we'll
too.
Talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Which, what is our email? Rowdy.rouse.
It's rowdyrouse.pod, I think.
Yeah, rowdyrouse.pod.
Okay,
rowdyrouse.pod at Gmail. I check it like once a month, so, you know.
Give us a reason to check it.
Potentially in 1 month, I could be talking about a topic that you want me to talk about.
Guard. I got to add one thing to our thing.
All right. I don't know. I actually had a few things. I mean, I've been really slacking on putting out topics.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I've been really slacking.
Did you do topics, Mike?
Mike writes them down. Mike actually has been giving us most of the topics, but I do have something I want to talk about because it's kind of been irking me today. So this guy comes in to my work today because this is actually how most of my stories start in my life now because that's really
all you do is work.
Work and drink beer. So, anyways, this guy comes in and you can smell him first. You can smell him before you see him, you know. And it's not a stink smell; it's a cologne smell, you know. And
almost worse.
It is worse because you know what? If you stink, you probably don't realize you stink because you probably have so much other shit going on. If you're putting on that much cologne, you're making a concerted. That's it. Conceited is something else. I guess wearing that much cologne, would you probably be conceited. You're making a concerted effort to smell good, but you go way fucking overboard, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, where do we all stand here on male scent enhancement?
I mean, I use body spray, but I rarely use
like
cologne.
Daily? On the daily?
Yeah, because
body spray as cologne, body spray as...
I don't know, Old Spice, whatever. I do deodorant, and then under the pit, across the chest.
That's like a good
go.
Cologne. It's like a daily cologne application.
I actually have, like, a legitimate thing of cologne, and whenever I wear it, I kind of do the whole girl thing. You spray the thing and do this
the
and
wrists.
Then I just kind of
that's
how you actually apply cologne.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to, because otherwise you put on too much.
Yeah.
You need a little bit and then you spread it around and then you're good. That's all you need.
And I only do that when I go to like church, which is like once every 3 to 5 years.
Why do you need to smell good at church?
Well, because I'm around other people and I'm sitting on one of the most uncomfortable inventions known to man.
It's like the wooden pews?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't imagine you on one of those.
They're
uncomfortable for me, and I'm a regular-sized guy.
Good thing Lucas isn't Catholic. All the, like, getting down to your knees and then standing at mass and stuff, he'd just be like, forget it! I want to go to hell!
He'd be 50 pounds lighter if he was Catholic. What do you mean? You work out once a week.
Well, I mean, they also give you alcohol and, you know, those little wafer thingies, so...
Yeah, right, that's true.
It's just my calories I'm burning for me.
I was gonna say, how many calories do you think is in one of those wafers? A half?
I have no
half
idea.
A calorie?
Negative calories. It's like celery.
Oh, no.
The wafers are made of celery.
Takes it away.
Alright, so you're both... So what I've gathered from this is you're both like, daily cologne users.
I mean...
Or at least...
Well,
Lucas is weekly, you're daily.
I don't consider that body spray cologne. Like, when I think of cologne, I think of, like, the shit you buy that comes in the box. It's, like, you know, $30.
Something
and I've used that, like, a couple times in my life, going to weddings and stuff.
I use it whenever I'm around people.
Like a $5 thing of Old Spice, I don't consider
it. I own two things of cologne. I have an Axe chocolate body spray that I got for Christmas in 2010 that I still have. So that should tell you how much I wear cologne right there. And then I have an actual Sex Panther cologne that was bought for me by Jake Wachowski.
Does it have bits of real panther?
It says it does. When you open it up, it actually roars. And it's actually quality cologne.
Nice.
But I've never worn it. I just smell it sometimes to prove to people that it's real cologne.
You just go by?
And I put it away.
Yep, that's still Sex
yep,
Panther.
Yep, still Sex it's Panther.
Pure gasoline.
Yep,
that's pure gasoline.
Like Indian food in a dirty diaper. But I've never worn it seriously. I never wear any cologne seriously. I mean, like, I didn't... Like, what do I do? What do I do that I need to smell good? Look at me. What's a little bit of scent going to do for this body? You know? Now everyone can see. You agree.
I mean, you never know. Maybe it might, like, work as a hair tonic.
There you go. just have an afro all of a sudden.
There you go.
What do you guys think about those, you know, like that Dollar Beard Club that everybody, like,
yeah,
it's like
right.
Facebook promoted? They always try to sell you these beard oils.
Right.
And it's like, come on, really? Really?
I mean, you probably only need beard oils if you have a beard to begin with.
Well, yeah, and that's what it's supposed to do, is, like, make it so that it's, like, easier to groom.
So
but people who can't
grow
facial hair put it on, and they're like, I'm gonna grow a beard now.
So
it's magical tonic.
So what we need to do is get it for Gar.
Well, yeah, you can buy it if you want. Like,
get some of that wax so he has, like, a
he's
like
got, like, the very pointed...
Yeah. He's got, like, a spear. He's just opening beers with the end of it.
That'd be cool.
Be terrifying, actually.
All right, so I guess we can move on to another topic. That went
long. Hey, look, we got more stuff.
Oh.
With a cap on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice, that's my friend. He made his name Rouse Fuckboy 1.
Nice.
That's good.
I like
that's
it.
Good.
I'm a fan.
Shout out to that. Now we have a username here. That's good. See, we got people. We got people. We got an audience.
Yeah.
You know, we're making...
Welcome
fucking,
in, guys.
We're making waves. We got a watermark up there.
Yep.
We're not fucking around. This is real.
I mean, I haven't figured out the opacity for it, so
it's a little
not see-through.
Opacity at zero. Done. that is 100% see-through.
It just goes away.
And it doesn't matter. What do we got here? Hey, you can talk about topic because I was just about to heat up on something else. Right. And I don't want to...
Something funny that I came across almost directly after our podcast last weekend.
Yeah.
I have a friend who is 4 years younger than me. She went to my high school, and she retweeted something from, like, 2013, and it was, like, retweet for this girl, like for this girl.
Oh, it was, like, the battles or
something? Yeah, it was at MT Battles, and I'm like, what is this? So
I remember that being a thing a few years ago.
Yeah, I clicked on the Twitter to see how far back it went, because I'm like, I wonder if, like, there's girls I graduated with in here. They only went back to, I think, like, 2012. But it was funny, because, like, you see his names, you're like, I know her. I know him. I know her.
I taught that one.
Wasn't that, like, a thing? I seem to recall...
Did your school have something
No,
like that?
not, like, an organized Twitter. I seem to recall, like, on one of the bathrooms, there was, like, two girls' names, and then there was, like, a tally.
I did that for a pair of... I did that for...
You were that guy.
There was a pair of
did
sisters.
You come to my school and, like, just write down names?
No, they did that at your school,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it happened, yeah.
At my school, there was a pair of...
there's going to be evidence now. Video proof.
I mean, who cares?
It's long gone. Yeah. Trust me, I checked that bathroom.
Yeah.
They replaced all of that, but there was a pair of girls that I thought were attractive, and we used to always debate.
So they're both attractive. They were attractive.
Sisters. They're sisters who are attractive.
Okay. See, that's a legitimate question.
We debated who was better looking. Okay. So one day, I'm in the stall. I'm like, let's write this down. I put the one girl's name on the left, one on the right, and made my tally. And then, a couple days later, I went back, and there was, five new tallies.
There you go.
And then, eventually, it started spreading throughout the school. I'd see other girls' names with tallies.
Wow. See, here's what you don't want, is your name showing up in the girls' bathroom.
I guess one of the girls, was asking a guy about how many tallies she had in his bathroom.
That's good.
So,
So you started a revolution.
I started something in 2010.
Yeah.
2009, 2010.
There,
yeah.
There was only one, and I don't remember when it was. It was probably my 10th grade, so late thousands, But there's the one by a landslide, it was almost embarrassing that there was tallies up there, I almost feel like there was one guy who just said, fuck it, that shirt better come off by the end of the stream, except no nips. No nips! There it is!
Right up there!
Who requested that?
My friend Mark.
Alright.
His code name is RouseFuckboy1.
Lucas, I think your skin might be whiter than the wall behind you.
Well, I mean,
this is an off
except
white.
For that
this
arm.
Is an off-white. This thing is white. No, they probably can't see that.
They
it's behind, it's behind the bottom.
You
look,
see that
look,
I sunburned
look on
myself?
The thing. Doing what?
Driving? Driving.
I got the left arm sunburned from driving the other day.
Well, we are getting our first call in.
Oh, shit. We are. Oh, we got our first call in here, bud.
Hey.
And that's our good friend Will on the line. You guys know him well, I'm sure.
That's Will.
Hello.
There you are.
Will, we got a question for you.
What's that?
Did your high school ever have, a Twitter battle account, where they have, which girl's better or which guy would win in a fight? Or was it more of, a bathroom stall thing where they would write it on the bathroom?
In high school?
Yeah.
I don't think that really was kind of around when I was in high school.
Huh.
I mean, we had Twitter.
Yeah, was there a Twitter one then?
I don't remember there being, I don't remember that type of thing being in high school. I do remember seeing it in college, though.
Okay.
College. How small was your college that, everyone knew who everyone was?
That I don't know, but, even at UB, I've seen people, those UB crush accounts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's where it is. Okay.
And I've seen people that I went to high school with that were, listed on there. I'm like, oh, that's awkward.
Well, very nice. Well, Will is joining us from the road here on the way back from Syracuse, was it?
Yeah, I'm coming back. I was supposed to work tonight, but we got rained out, so I'm
good.
Just driving back now.
Good.
More craft.
Yeah, I'm at craft later, I don't know. not that the podcast people care about that, but...
Now you gotta play some craft.
I guess the podcast people are all fucking pile people anyways, there's not much overlap. Will, we were talking about this earlier, we'll get your opinion on it real quick. What's your opinion on male scent enhancement, otherwise known as cologne?
Male scent enhancement, well, that is a very formidable way of putting that.
Yeah,
term,
thank you,
but,
thank you.
I would be pro for male scent enhancements.
How often? How often? On the daily?
You gotta smell good.
Will looks like a guy that would put on a lot of cologne, if we're being honest.
You can't overdo it, though. You can't be that guy that you walk into the room and you're like, holy shit, that guy's wearing my cologne.
That happened to me today, that's how it came up.
You gotta play that mild, that middle ground on there.
Yeah, okay, alright.
You know, maybe some Old Spice deodorant mixed with a little, whatever you got, special kind of spotty spray. Give her a couple shots to the chest, one to the neck, and call her a day there.
You know what? I don't want to hear it. You just sided with Mike, Will. How do you feel? You strengthened Mike's point.
It's
care to change your opinion?
I don't. I'm not going to change mine on that.
All right, Will, you got anything else? Anything pressing?
No, nothing off the top of the head here.
All right. I'm holding you in a very precarious circumstance here. My phone is up to the mic so that you can be heard. So I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in.
All righty.
No problem. Vote for Pedro.
Yeah, vote for Pedro. Follow us on Twitter.
All
right. Ready, Pod. See ya.
See you later, Will.
Have a good one.
Yeah. There you go. That was Will. That was our first call-in. It's been done.
We gotta now set up a Rowdy Rouse cell phone.
We totally do.
People can call in.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I can actually probably do
that. Yeah, I'm sure it's, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sweet.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Can you patch it through the computer somehow so that, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like the way that sounded because, like, when you played it back, Mike said it sounded like a radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it totally fucking did.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, like, Sal Capaccio on the cell phone.
Sal Capaccio.
You guys ever watched the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer salvages all the parts to the Merv Griffin show?
Yeah, and he's like,
and sets it up in his house, because that's what this is right now.
And he's like having the show in his house, and like he's like, oh, George, come on,
Jerry, come on down.
He's acting like it is a show.
Anyone?
No, there's no.
It's 1990.
There's no cameras. He's just having a talk show in his apartment.
Well, I didn't know if he'd have like a camcorder set up or something.
I don't believe so. Newman was like a sidekick.
Yeah.
He'd like schedule guests to come in. Yes. He had a guy come in with an eagle.
Yeah. They did like a special. Oh, it's really funny. But that's basically what this is. Like, we're acting like it's a talk show, but we're talking to the TV.
It's all right. Like, it's all right.
For all we know, nobody's actually listening. At least right now. Maybe later. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? Who's to say? Who's to say?
All right, Lucas, let's go to one of your topics. Life is not strange. What is that?
So there's a new game that was released, I believe, at E3. I didn't really watch anything of
E3. It was announced, you mean?
Yeah, announced. Okay. It's the prequel to Life is Strange, and it's called Life is Strange Before the Storm. And you play as one of the main characters who, spoiler alert, if you haven't played that game, you really
Alert!
you should play that game. And one of the main characters, Chloe, you play as her throughout the entire first game.
Is that blue hair?
Yeah, that's blue hair.
Blue hair, okay.
So you play as
I played the first chapter because it was free.
Yep.
Not bad.
You play as Best Girl.
Yeah. Okay. So is that were you a big fan of Life is Strange?
Because
like a lot of people
I've played
really
that game
that.
Through like 6 or 7 times.
God,
my Steam.
That's a lot of times.
My Steam profile is completely Chloe'd out.
Yeah, okay.
I have a problem.
Yeah, okay.
It's alright.
Oh, we know you have problems.
you have a problem with animated women, we're aware.
Yeah.
That's not news.
He's looking up to the answer.
I'm glad that's cut out. I'm glad that's cut out.
I wanted to make sure it was cut out just in case.
Yeah, that's funny, though, actually. Yeah. One day we'll have like a live camera and we'll just pan up to the ass real quick and then bring it back down.
It's up there.
It's so hilarious that it's looming just off screen. Like they still have to wonder, but they have a better idea now.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
So, Mike, what do you got here about Dresser Woman? I don't know.
That's a Lucas topic.
Oh, Lucas.
So,
Dresser Woman.
I mean, we can give a little background. I'm buying a dresser, and
okay.
Like,
oh, okay, you guys picked up that dresser.
Yeah, we picked up the dresser.
Why did you need a new dresser? Didn't you already have two?
I'm not planning to bring that one that I had with me. That's a part of a set that my parents lent me, so I'm letting them keep it. So, I wanted to get this dresser. It came with one of the mirror attachments and a nightstand. $50, super cheap. Lucas has the van, he takes me there, and like I was not expecting to see what I saw when I got the dresser. Take it away, Lucas.
we got probably top 5 mom.
Top 5 hot mom?
Top 5 hot mom.
Oh wow, nice.
In yoga pants.
Oh.
With the greatest butt of all time.
Okay.
So, and then she had two little kids that were just kind of running around doing stuff. No husband home.
How did she feel about you existing?
I mean, I was there. She said hi to me.
Yeah,
as Mike and his brother ran in to grab stuff.
Oh, you brought little Tony.
Yeah.
And because I'm lazy and I didn't take the seats out of my car, Mike and Anthony were crammed into the side of this thing.
How would you not? I mean, I guess if Mike and Anthony were coming, you needed at least a backseat.
No, Anthony could have just like rolled around on the drive there.
Yeah. But they were crammed in there.
Yeah.
And we fit a full dresser, one of those like top, like full tops with the shelves in it that has the mirror in it,
mm-hmm.
and a nightstand in my car without taking the seats out, and three people.
Yeah, the nightstand had to go in the passenger seat because there was no way we were getting in the back. So like, I curled up in a ball on one of the folded over benches while Anthony sat on the floor by the side door. I felt like I was in the circus. That's what clowns feel like.
So Garg asked if you're drinking a beer, Lucas. I think you need to explain
he's
drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Wonder Woman
logo, the official drink of Rowdy Rouse and the Boys. Drink a Dr. Pepper, guys.
Mike's drinking it too.
I am also drinking.
I am drinking a beer. So that answers that.
Is it a warm beer?
This beer is not warm. It is excruciatingly hot.
Is he over the freezer?
It's been in my car. Oh, shit. Don't let me leave that in there, because I'm going to drink that. This has been in my car.
Also, it will explode in my house.
In your freezer.
It's not going to, like, come out
of the freezer. You don't live in your freezer. You're like, it's not going to affect you directly.
I guess.
This beer has been in my car for 2 weeks.
It was
given to me by a customer of mine. This is from Canada. But it used to taste good, probably. It doesn't anymore. But it's something to do. You know, like, when I don't have anything to say, just... And then I got something to say again. You know? It's like it's a distraction. It's a social thing.
Okay. So that's Dresser Woman. Lucas fell in love with her.
Yeah,
she was hot.
She was probably only like a year or two older than us.
Did I tell you guys the story of when we picked up a dishwasher in NT? I think I talked about it. Oh, so fucking we went to buy this dishwasher. I think I told somebody because it was. So we went and bought a dishwasher. It was in NT. It was down the bitch there. I don't know. Down in like the grimy part of NT. I've never been there.
Like
before.
Oliver Street.
Yeah, that way. Yeah, it was right off of that. I've never been down there before, but fucking. I walk into this house because we're picking up this dishwasher. It's like $60, you know. The house we're refurbishing doesn't have one, so we want a movable one.
Right.
So this one's like $60. We walk in, and I was not prepared for what I saw. Maybe the exact, very similar, but almost the exact opposite of what you saw.
Oh, so five mom.
It's a mother. It's a mother with a child, and six more children.
Oh no, that's too many children.
So fucking, there's six children in this house. Immediately, we're like overwhelmed with the amount of children. Obviously, when you have that many children,
are they all like young and running in circles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like typical straight.
Any twins involved in this?
I don't know. She said she was watching other people's kids. I don't think that's the case. I don't think so. There's no way.
Like, did she have like one snaggle tooth left? And like...
No. She looked like at one time she was very good looking, but has just been ravaged by motherhood.
Oh,
you know?
God.
You know, like there's people out there like that. You know. Like, she's got seven shitty kids. Like, come on. When do you have time for yourself?
That is too many shitty kids.
Yeah.
One for each day of the week.
Donnie Walner's on!
Donnie Walner! Nice!
We love you, Donnie. Thank you for doing that. There you go. We told Garg. Anyways. So anyways, we walk in there. She's got these seven...
That's
got
for you, Donnie.
Oh. Can I give him the
money? Oh, he signed off now.
Oh, real nice. Right.
Oh, God.
So we're walking in. We're walking in and fucking... We're walking in, we get to the dishwasher, and she's like, listen, I haven't turned it on in a year, so I don't know if it works. We're like, well, what the fuck? Like,
there's the eighth kid.
What the fuck?
In the dishwasher.
So we're
just
like,
really clean bones.
We're like, what the fuck? We don't want it then if we can't test it. She said she didn't want it because it was given to her and it didn't hook up to her sink or whatever. Mm-hmm. Stupid semantics that people probably don't care about, but I'm talking about it. So anyways, we're like walking out the door. And she's like, wait, you can just have it for $20. Just get the fuck out of here. we're like, okay, fine. Because at that point, we really wanted to leave. Because there was too many kids.
And you could probably get the $20 back if you had to scrap it anyways.
I mean, maybe not scrap money, but we could get it back.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got the dishwasher out of there as fast as we possibly could. Being chased by a passel of kids. I feel like if I were to open a closet door in that house, kids would just pour out of the closet. Like, it was like cheaper by the dozen.
Like they're stacked on top of each other.
It was like cheaper by the dozen in there, man. But none of the kids were like good.
I'm picturing the episode of Futurama where Bender adopts like a dozen orphans.
Yeah. And go to bed. It's 6:30. Go to bed.
And when you guys were talking about a child living in the dishwasher, I'm picturing when the kid's in Bender and he's like, Daddy, how do I flush you? And he starts yelling at him to get out.
God. Donnie is still here.
Yeah.
The app is dumb. He's watching on the app.
Nice.
He's apping.
Nice.
Thank you, Donnie.
All right. I don't know what's next. Whatever.
I don't want to talk about Nintendo E3, really. I mean, what's...
I don't want to talk about it specifically. I'm just wondering... Did you watch a lot of it?
No, I didn't watch any E3.
I mean, the consensus is that Nintendo won E3. I'm wondering when's the last time that happened.
I am as disconnected from console gaming as I have ever been. Oh, I'm playing Steam now. I'm fucking... I bought a game on Steam. I know. I never thought I would be this guy. I just like made a Steam account the other day.
Be that guy.
It's good. It's cheap too. They're like fucking $3.
Wait until the summer sale hits up in a couple weeks.
Holy shit!
Things go off to like 90%.
I got to get a gaming computer. That's what I got to do. Because then you never have to. I don't have to buy a PS5 or any of these other things, man.
Yeah.
I just get the game. And to have it all the time. It's good. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
There was something that
PC Master Race. I'm in it now.
There you go.
I'm in it to win it.
There was something that I used to do when, like, a new WoW expansion was coming out, and I was running that old computer down there.
That computer sucks.
That computer really does
bottom
suck.
Bottom five computer.
Bottom five
Easily computers. Bottom five computer.
But,
John's calling in.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we got John here.
What's up, bros?
How are you now?
I'm just calling to see what this delay is like.
I don't know how the delay. What?
I still haven't picked up on my TV screen yet.
Oh, so we're looking at like, really? It's that bad?
It's a pretty significant delay.
Oh, well, so it's like kind of live? Live-ish?
I still haven't picked up yet.
Jesus Christ. Have you called? This is good. Right, I'm
right
waiting
now.
With bated breath.
It's probably like
right
a 30
now
or 40
you picked
second
up the
delay.
Hmm. So that's your delay.
Oh, all right. Anything you care to weigh in on?
Well, Mike left his folder at Grafflands.
Oh, you can burn that. Oh, you went down to Grafflands yesterday?
I did.
How was that? Did you go there, John?
No, he was not down
there.
No,
I wasn't there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Tom said that it's there and your paycheck's in it.
There's no paycheck. There's probably pay stubs in there.
Well, there's something in it.
Yeah, you can burn it, whatever.
Burn it. Kill it.
All right, Tom, you said burn it.
All right, burn it. Wait, are they still down there? No, they're watching it at home.
Oh,
Tom brought it with him.
I mean, we're in our living room.
Yeah. Oh, we're being watched. See, look at that. We're our sphere of influence is just it's everywhere, man.
I hope Dad Graf is watching. That's all I want in life, just Dad Graf watching. I still owe your mother $40, by the way.
Yep. I'm aware.
All right. Well, we're gonna let you go.
All right. Yep.
This has been productive.
I love you, John.
Yeah. John Graf, everybody. There he is. All right. Man, I'm sweating her up good right now. This hot beer is not helping.
I was going to say, it's not hot in here. The AC's on.
It's like, imagine you're trapped in an oven, and the only thing to drink is hot sauce. That's pretty much the situation I'm in right now.
That's a bad time.
This beer is hot.
Drink it.
Yeah, that's the temperature.
It is
how's your hand feel?
I mean, it's a little warm. You can feel it.
So the other day, I was like cleaning out my basement. We had like all kinds of cans and shit down there, so I was like gathering them up. And there was like an infestation of slugs. It's the hot water tank.
Oh,
yeah.
There's like an infestation of slugs on this one particular can. Yeah. And like I started thinking, like, what kind of value do slugs have in the grand scheme of things? How do they make my life better? What do slugs do? Teach me about slugs. I know nothing about them. I just know they're slimy and gross.
I'm assuming they eat smaller, annoying-er pests.
Annoying-er pests?
Yes.
Like what?
Like,
What can they catch? They fucking move at like 0.5 miles an hour. No, probably not even that. That's
a dead pest.
So that'll decompose.
Oh.
What does that help?
I mean,
I don't know about slugs. Teach me about slugs. Slug me up.
When I got my car back from Grafflands, there were slugs all over the underside of my car.
Slugs are like worms.
And when I went to Delta Sonic to have them clean it off, the one guy actually like jumped back because when he sprayed off, like five slugs just hit the ground.
Nice.
It's a bad time.
How was Grafflands yesterday, by the way? I forgot.
Grafflands was all right. When I got down there, a lot of the Gargitos were gone.
Oh, really?
It was like... Shiva.
Oh, Shiva was down there?
Another one.
Did he let you Shiva blast?
Suave was doing it to him.
Nice.
Suave was down there with Alyssa, Justin, and then like two other Gargitos were there.
Yeah.
It was alright. We sat around the fire. Tom took me in the Pontiac and I did the trail.
Oh, you did a time?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
157. I lost a lot of traction on that first turn going into the woods.
Yeah, okay.
And then like as I'm in the woods.
Has it completely dried up now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
As I'm in the woods,
yeah.
As I'm in the woods, like it's dark. Like I got down there around 7, and I didn't do the trial.
Does it not have headlights?
No, you have headlights, but you're in a dark forest, and I didn't have like contacts in. I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Did you see where Heather hit the tree?
I did, and I understand completely now as to how she did this, especially because she
was
doing. Yeah,
the Daewoo
was down there.
The trail,
and like she's doing that with the Daewoo, which didn't have brakes. Thank God I had brakes, or I was going to crash.
Well, if you downshift and turn,
yeah, if you downshift, it would slow you down. But Heather was going like fucking... Heather was on a record pace for that lap. Like, she got into the thing, like, at an incredible time. We were all doing lap time. I think my best one was, like, just over 2 minutes with the Daewoo.
Oh.
I mean, that's without brakes.
Justin set the best time with, like, 132.
130, wow.
And then Tom did 134, and Justin's like, it's the helmet. It's the helmet, man. You gotta not wear a helmet. It's slowing you down.
You know, it does, like, fog up real quick.
Yeah.
You should probably wear a helmet.
When I was in the passenger seat.
It still has seatbelts, right?
It's got seatbelts, but I'm in the passenger seat as Justin's doing his,
It's like being on the Predator during like time
yeah,
10.
Oh, yeah,
I'm wearing a helmet, thank God, or I would have had a concussion.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I guess Suave wanted to do one more before nightfall, and he crashed.
Really?
How bad? I don't know how bad it was. Yeah. Tom didn't seem super pissed.
I mean, nobody was pissed when Heather crashed the car. We're just like, Tom's alive? Tom's alive?
I'm assuming it's still there.
He still has that scar,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
It's going to be a year-long scar, just like the John's face scar. You know, year-long scar.
Scars are for life.
Yeah, but they heal somewhat. Like, they don't look awful after.
Yeah. Well, because a little bit of the meat fills in underneath.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you just gotta smooth over the beef, you know, as it were. Do you have articles today, Mike?
I think we should
whip them out.
Right now?
Well, see, because we always follow the same flow.
Well, before we got
a live
articles.
Show. Let's live it. Let's
I have
live
a gift for Lucas.
Just an update. Oh, okay. The Grand Prix is out of commission.
Oh, all right.
Lost a tie rod. Apparently. Do we know if that was Suave's doing? Was it Suave's fault that the tie rod has fallen off?
It had to have been. He was the one who crashed.
He the last run of the day?
Yeah, it was probably overheating, and
that's unfortunate.
Damn, well, that sucks.
Oh, there's nothing. See, this is why we do live streams. This is, you get immediate updates.
You brought me mail?
No, I didn't. Well, I mean, here, this is just a Fat Guy magazine for clothes.
Yeah. Fat Guy magazine?
Yeah, I get these.
Oh, I don't know.
King Size magazine, everyone.
That's where I bought these.
This dude isn't fatty. He's just like really, he's just big. He looks like Ben Roethlisberger, but like, he's got Ben Roethlisberger's body.
That's where I buy all my clothes.
Well, now I don't know.
These. I got
King
these
Size. I want to look through this for a minute here.
They seem like pretty decent prices.
Oh, my God.
And every single time you get one, it's like 40% off everything.
Yeah.
You always say your like pants cost $100, Lucas.
For six pair of underwear, it cost me over $100.
Lucas, this shirt is only $15.99, and that's a 7XL. You know how much fabric that is?
And when you buy six of them, it adds up.
Yeah, but
the way you've always described it, like, this is per shirt.
I now know what your clothes cost, and you have been exaggerating it greatly. How come you don't get jeans?
Damn it, Lucas!
They have jeans in here.
I don't like jeans! They chafe.
Yeah, but so...
Tectonic chafe.
You gotta baby powder up every so often.
Put some Vaseline.
Or I could just, you know...
Most of these guys are not plus-sized. They're just tall.
They look like they
that guy's got a good head. That's nice.
They can't see any of this.
It doesn't matter. They can see me looking at it.
They can see me seeing it.
Oh, they got jerseys. There
you
go.
They got everything.
Fucking, that's good. All right, I'm done.
You can
peruse
that later.
I was not expecting a plus-size magazine. I love big things. That's
live podcast. This is great.
I love big things. Anything that's bigger than it should be makes me laugh.
Somebody said that was Jeremy.
Yeah, Garg. It was. He said Jeremy crashed it, so it wasn't Suave.
Oh. Or
Jeremy was the cause. He didn't crash it. Okay. Maybe he did. I don't know. I only have three words to go from. So.
Well, he was at camp when the crash happened, so maybe it was something that was done earlier.
What is a tie rod?
Part of a car.
Oh.
Barbed wire.
All right. So, the article.
Steak.
The perfect crime, the perfect punishment. Lawrence John Ripple, a 71-year-old man, attempted to rob a bank in Kansas City last September to get away from his wife. He was finally sentenced. A federal judge sentenced him to... He wanted to get arrested. He purposely...
Oh, he wanted to get arrested. He wanted to get caught.
I thought
he was
just
like, fuck my wife. I just got to rob a bank real quick.
So,
gotta blow off some steam.
A federal judge sentences him to probation at home.
Okay.
So now he'll have to be stuck with his wife. He desperately tried to flee.
No!
Leaks
like a sitcom. That's nice.
If they're not divorced or one of them is dead by the end of that 6 months, I would be completely surprised.
Well, he's 71, so.
Oh, he's fine. He'll die.
Leaks on a plane. United Airlines appear in the spotlight again. After appearing for stories involving beating passengers because the flight was overbooked, to dying animals, they are back in the, again, oh shit, my handwriting is so bad.
Horrific.
They're back at it with possibly the worst story. A couple noticed that prior to takeoff, jet fuel was gushing out of the plane's wing. United Airlines eventually took this serious and canceled the flight.
It's a bad time.
Okay.
Next one, Crisscross.
Okay.
For the first time since 2004, DC and Marvel Comics will have a crossover event, but it's not what most fans are hoping for. It will be a three-part miniseries with Lego Batman and Lego Star Wars.
No.
Oh, fuck
no.
You.
No. What? What?
Kafafi, TM.
No.
Just
don't even read this.
On May 31st, President Trump tweeted the world's biggest typo, Kafafi, leaving many scratching their head, wondering about the man's health and sanity. But where many saw confusion, some saw opportunity. Since the event, 32 companies or individuals have tried to trademark request the word Kafafi.
This, I'm glad that this is a live stream. Because everyone can just see me shaking
coverage,
my head.
I think.
Oh.
And we already covered. I'm upset.
So which one's fake?
So okay. So what are the four?
There's probation.
Probation.
There's leaks on a plane.
Leaks on a plane.
Lego Batman, Lego Star Wars, and Kafafi TM.
Alright, okay, so describe me the leak on the plane again, because I was kind of signing off.
Sorry, yeah, mentally. Because there was...
So it's leaking out
so
of
it's leaking
the wing.
Jet fuel.
Where out of the wing? Like the fucking turbine?
I'm not super
just
familiar
off
with
the
planes,
tip.
But yeah.
You've been on a plane.
Sure, yeah, leaking off the wing, way off on the wing.
Just dripping off the edge.
Gushing.
That's where the fuel port is.
Yeah. I don't know about planes. I don't build planes.
I don't either.
I rarely ride planes.
But okay. It's just gushing fuel. All
right. Okay. All
right.
Okay.
Right prior to takeoff, like you've been on a plane where they're like backing up and get ready to
okay,
go.
Okay. Well, I know for a fact that the old man robbing the thing, that's a true story.
I bet that's true because that's hilarious.
That is true.
That's too good to be fake.
I think that the United Flights one is fake.
I bet the Lego Batman and Star Wars is
Lego
fake.
Star Wars?
Yeah. That's what I'm going.
Locking
with.
These in?
Yeah.
Lock in.
That is the fake one. Nick Rouse is right.
Son of a bitch, he's never been right. Well, I've been right. Well, I was right once. But it's been a while.
My original draft was Batman and Howard the Duck, but I'm like, that's too far-fetched. Right. What if I did Lego Batman and Lego Star Wars? That can happen.
That makes sense. Both of those are games.
Those, yeah, that can happen.
You got me. Yeah. So, son of a bitch, United really fucked up again.
Yeah. I don't know how this airline is still in business.
You know, I don't know. Who's to say, like, that's just our opinion that it was gushing out. Like, you know,
no, knows? There's video. Who you knows? Can you can look up the video. If that was a wound, that plane would have died immediately.
Well, it's a good thing planes don't have a cardiovascular system.
That is true.
I mean, technically they do. It's just filled with gas.
Yeah, but it's not a living thing. It can be whatever it wants.
True.
All right. That was good. See, we blasted out the articles. We're doing okay. We're doing good.
Great.
We don't need...
You know, I had a thought about our podcast the other day.
Oh, please do tell.
All right, so, familiar with the term microaggression, right? It's like when you do something not intentional and you're offending, like, groups of people.
Yeah, we probably have a lot of those.
We are a macroaggression. Like, our podcast is a macroaggression. We are so many microaggressions, it's become macro.
So then, like,
I don't know, I mean, dude,
like, does that just mean we encompass all aggression?
We touch on a lot of, like, taboo subjects, I'll admit that. Like, especially Lucas. Lucas is vile. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Lucas is a human slug.
I see that silver lining, and then I just pass it.
Yeah, God.
Where's the gray area? Let me go farther past that.
I want to see the gray cloud behind me as I go into dark cloud territory.
Let me just defend everyone possible. As many times as I possibly can, because that's pretty much your train of thought when like trying to tell a story. Like,
oh yeah.
Let me. Here's this thing that happened. Let me lie about it and make it sound way more offensive than it actually was.
Oh.
And my pants cost $40 in the story.
Yeah, my pants do cost a lot of money.
I just saw what they cost. It's not $40. Where's the magazine?
It's over here on the floor.
Convenient. Convenient.
I just got 3 pair of pants and they were over $100 together.
That's what pants cost. That's what my pants cost. That's what the
pants. What about my dad's pants?
My dad's pants. My dad's pants.
Those guys were supposed to be on with us.
Yeah, they didn't know it was Father's Day. That was why they canceled because it's Father's Day.
I mean, they have their dad's pants.
Yeah, you gotta keep a good relationship with your dad if you're gonna wear his pants. Otherwise, you're gonna be in some weird circumstances.
Yes. So, hopefully next week they're on.
God damn you, kids. Give my fucking pants back. All right, I gotta grab a beer. Right, talk about something else.
So,
what do we got?
Next thing we could talk about was... Game Boy Color battery use.
Oh, right.
Last minute topic. Rouse, did you have a Game Boy Color Advance?
I had an Advance. I didn't have a Color. I had the Advance that was like the wide way, you know, like the portrait thing.
Okay, so one that ran on AA's.
Yeah.
How often did you go through batteries?
Pretty often.
Pretty often?
Relatively. Yeah. Advance was the first one with a backlight, right?
Yep.
Or
was
that
SP?
Oh, no, that
was the SP. Okay. Yeah. I also had an SP. Yeah, Advance I used a lot. Yeah.
Me and Lucas...
SP was the first one that was rechargeable.
It had
an internal battery.
My SP does not hold a charge very long anymore. Like,
ugh.
2-3 hours,
yes.
Maybe.
This beer is cold! Yes!
Too cold?
No, it's good. It's got, like, little frozen bits in it, so it definitely was actually in there for probably too long.
It's like Slurpee beer.
Lucas was telling me about he had to get a battery pack for his new Xbox controller. I said, could you imagine if they had those with Game Boys? Because, like, I went through batteries like there was no tomorrow with a Game Boy Color.
I blew through two brand new batteries in 2 days, and I beat a game during that time. So I went and bought a rechargeable battery pack and all that fun crap for it.
This is good. Why do Xbox controllers still have, like, battery packs? This is 2017. You're paying fucking $60 for a controller.
You're paying significantly more than that for a good Xbox controller.
Like, why? Okay, I'm not gonna touch that. When did you get an Xbox, by the way?
Last week.
He was here last week. He was playing it, remember? That's why you were screaming at him?
No, he was playing Halo.
Didn't have my computer last week.
Why does your computer involve an Xbox?
What? No, that was his sister's computer. He was, like, compressing files or something.
Yeah.
I thought it was involved. Well, then why did your Xbox shut off when you were using when I was fucking with the computer?
No, it wasn't.
You have your two things
fucked up. I don't remember, really. I'm not going to lie to you.
How hammered were you when you left here last week?
How hammered were you when you got here, apparently?
Know, 1 out of 10, I guess. Not very. I just crushed 2 beers and then went to that show. It's a fun show, by the way. It was a good time.
Who was playing? The guys we were just talking about?
My buddy, you know Matt. You've probably met Matt at parties. The guy that was dating the girl that, Yeah, he is his man, and my buddy Wade is the drummer for them. Like, I work with them, so it's cool. Dude, literally, I knew everybody there. It was fucking ridiculous. Like, my buddy Johnny's band was playing, and I didn't even know that they were playing or that they were still a band. And I walked in, and he was there. And then this guy, Ricky, that I knew from, years ago was there, and I didn't even know that he was in the area. And there he was with this fucking foot-long beard. It was great.
Sweet.
It was good. It was a good time. It was a good time.
I wish I would have went. There they do. I hung out. It was alright.
Hey, she can come on next week. That'll be cool.
Alright, yeah.
That'll be cool.
She is...
It'll be our second female guest ever. Our first non-Heather female
Speaking
guest.
Speaking of female guests, I want to play Wild Speculation. Heather is the topic.
Okay.
So last night, I was...
Heather might be watching. I mean, we have a pretty wide audience.
Heather, you can speculate too.
Okay.
Alright, so Heather had a series of tweets last night, and I'm wondering... You know, it's wildly speculated at. So
she did blast a few tweets.
Oh, so you saw them. You probably are familiar.
I was wondering what was going on.
I'll read them off.
Yeah, okay.
At 10:45, she tweets, "Just watch one man repeatedly slap another man at this bar while a song about Bill Cosby being a rapist played." She then replied to that tweet about 5 minutes later. "There's a guy wearing a shirt that says, 'My ass stinks like shit.'"
Okay.
And then she tweeted... About an hour later, "Just passed a cop as he was telling the guy he pulled over for drunk driving to shut the fuck up." So, wildly speculate, was Heather drunk? What happened? I think Eric got a hold of her phone.
Eric does do that stuff, but I don't think that was him. I don't think that was him.
So Heather was that drunk?
No, I don't think she was drunk. I don't think so.
She rarely tweets.
Maybe she just felt like tweeting. Maybe she was having a bad time at the show, and she's like, "Listen, this is some fucking weird ass shit. Somebody relate to me. Somebody bail me out."
Did anybody actually reply to any of those?
There were a lot of favorites on some of them, but she was replying to her own tweets. Those are the only replies.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I think she just may have had a few too many.
Okay. I'm sticking with the Eric theory.
I don't know. Usually when Eric does things, it's just, totally out of left field. Like, I always
know. Heather tweeting is totally out of left field.
I don't think so. Okay, well, here's what we'll do is, hopefully Heather's watching, because that would be great if we could just find out right now.
But I'm just calling.
I'm going to say all three were Heather. All three were 100% Heather.
Oh, yeah. Lucas, it could be a mix. It could be a mix of things.
Lucas, thoughts?
I mean, I don't honestly follow Heather's tweets.
Well, yeah, that's your mistake.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's your leg. It doesn't sound like her, so, I mean.
You're going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. Mike?
I'm sticking with two-thirds of those were Eric.
Two-thirds. All right.
Yes.
Okay. I'll go Lone Wolf on this one. I'm not ashamed.
Wild speculation.
New part of the
podcast.
This has been a wild speculation segment. All
right.
Superhero.
That was the text you sent.
Oh, fuck.
What was that?
This is what it was. It was a superhero parody of The Flash, where his name is The Flesh. But what he does is, instead of being really fast, he has the innate ability to organically pull his dick out in any conversation and it's always charming, you know? Like, that's his power, is he can work.
Like sometimes he pulls his dick out and it's got a little party hat on it or something?
Yes, or not even that. Like, he conversates, you know? Like, the dick is the punchline, you know? Like, every time. He's like, hey, what time is it? And his dick's on his wrist or something, you know?
Right.
But it's charming every time. Okay. Like, it's just a hit at parties. How cool of a superhero would that be to watch?
So is
the
that...
repartee alone. You know what I mean?
That's his thing, though. He's not like... He doesn't have, like, a super good-looking dick. Is it, like, average dick?
I don't know. What's a good-looking dick? I mean, they're all the same, really.
I mean, like...
Size is
I mean, like flaccid? Is it, like, 6 inches long?
No.
Flaccid.
Yeah, it's definitely not erect. It's not erect when he pulls it out.
Oh,
yeah, that'd
okay.
be weird. That'd be weird. Yeah, it's not that. It's like
okay.
a... I don't know. Stock dick. I don't
stock
know.
Dick.
A regular.
Top five dick. Or no, mid-30s dick.
Mid-30s. No, mid, yeah, yeah. Mid-range.
Mid-range dick?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want...
Number
this,
five
this
dick.
This is not what I wanted to dwell on. I don't want to talk about the shape and size of his penis.
Do you have a gay dream?
It's just, no.
So wait, can he pull it out and they'll have a hand on it?
No, just certain accessories, maybe. But it's funny. It's every time he's at parties, he's at a bar, he's trying to pick up a girl, he's like, hey, what time is it? Boom. She's
his dick.
Yeah, his dick's where his watch would be. She's like, oh my god, that's hilarious. I love you. That's how it goes. That's
right.
that's his power.
That's a good power.
He uses all of his limbs to his advantage.
I would think that is. I would love to see the fight between the flesh and Ethnicito.
That'd be good. That'd be good because Ethnicito could always be offended, but flesh is always charming. So it's like an eternal struggle.
Oh god.
You know. That's
the
good.
Unstoppable force meets the unmovable object. Right here.
I'm going to create like a comic book series of my fake superheroes, and it's going to be fucking great. I'm going to make that my D&D character.
There
that
you go.
Done. Done.
I'm excited.
That's fucking great. I'm excited for this. We got to do this D&D.
Can we just
cancel Pokemon and do D&D?
Is anyone like...
No, is anyone actually fucking touch Pokemon?
I'm trying so hard, but like, I'm trying to get specific abilities. I can't even find the normal Pokemon I want, let alone hidden abilities. It's taking fucking forever.
Yeah, just let's do D&D on the day we're gonna do Pokemon, and we'll figure it out from there.
I mean, I think Melonhead's gonna be the harder one to sell this on.
Yeah, probably.
He's been looking forward to this for months.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm so far removed from Pokemon right now. I am like 4 months out.
I say that we should just move this tournament over to Ultra Sun and Moon.
Let's just do it on the Switch one that's gonna be coming out in 2018.
You know what? Screw it. Let's just do a couple rounds of Pokemon tournament.
There we go. You gotta use your type guy, so I gotta use Greninja in that game.
Yeah,
I gotta
yeah.
use a Greninja.
Is there a fairy guy? I don't think there is.
Well, somebody that later becomes a fairy, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could use that.
You're fucked, Lucas.
What else we got? Well, we've been blasting
yeah,
through
we've
these
been
topics,
blasting.
Bud.
I had this funny idea. So I was talking.
Oh no.
About Blue's Clues.
Okay.
And did you guys watch it as a kid?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's.
So you remember how like?
I only watched it with the first guy though.
Yeah, so you remember how, like, Steve used to skidoo into the paintings? Like,
yeah.
He used to, like, jump? So I'm, like, thinking...
Sounds like a Jack Blackism.
What if, like, a really stoned guy was watching Blue's Clues? And I'm picturing them, like, the stoners of, like, old 70s stoners movies. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man. So, like, I just came up
with
this...
Cheech and Chong type
Yeah, I came up with, like, this whole monologue of, like, a stoner watching this. And just being like, whoa, he, like, jumped into that painting. That's awesome. And then, like, watching it, and this, remember Periwinkle, the cat?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's watching it. What I don't get is why the blue dog can't talk, but the blue cat can.
that's a very good observation.
And then, you remember how there was, like, the deaf librarian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was the thing that got people, I came up with this idea the most. So he's watching it.
You know, they give better blowjobs.
Not. Fucking dog tags, man.
So the stoner's watching it.
You weren't even there, Lucas.
Stoner's watching it, and the woman's doing sign language. He's like, I think the sound's broken. Wait, I just heard Steve talk, though. What's happening?
All right, I got one for you. So the fact that you bring this up is good, because that means that we're on the same wavelength. So me and my friend Pat at work, we have, like, this ongoing list of just, like, riffs that we do.
Yeah.
And the one that started the riff, the list, was so good that we had to write it down. So I'm talking there, and I'm singing the song for Blue's Clues, and I changed it to Bruce Clues. And I was like, we just figured out Bruce Clues. Now I know why my wife left me.
So it's just like the whole episode is this guy who's hungover and there's beer cans throughout his whole apartment, and he's like, "Where's my wife? What did I do?" So like they're figuring out what happened the night before.
I would love to see just like
that'd be a great like YouTube. That'd be like
I you know how like
that's the Hangover.
Yeah, it's the Hangover, but Blue's Clues. It's like a perfect match.
Is there a dog that's like showing them what they did?
Yeah, like he blew his dog. Like the dog is just blue now.
He threw blue paint on them.
Like you know how
and his name is Brew. The dog's Brew.
Yeah.
You know how the mailbox would come in through the window.
Yeah.
I would love to just see like a drunk guy like passed out on like his back lawn or whatever. And he just kind of gets up and says, "Hey man, I got your mail." And it just passes back out.
Like, it's good. There's so much you could do with it. Like, it's a great idea. I'm telling you. I would do that video.
I would definitely watch that series.
And then at the end, it's sad because his wife still left him. And he's like, "Oh, I fucked up. Should not have banged that
But
dude."
We never...
And
then
my own worst enemy should play
for
the end credits.
You never reach that point. You go, like, 15 seasons and he never finds his wife.
It's just like a constant cliffhanger.
Yep.
That sucks.
Oh my god, it's like Lost, but with like trying to figure out what you did when you were really young. And then like some episodes take place in the future where he's figuring it out.
Flash forwards and flashbacks.
But then he's back
and then, like alternate realities.
So wait,
and then you find out the whole time that he's actually having a hallucination from absence.
Lost set a new bar for ambiguity. I think we could do that.
So like when he's in the future, are there less or more beer cans at that point? Has he decided to clean up and try to get
like,
his wife back?
There's like a future where he's like spent sober for like 7 years and then he has a relapse.
You gotta really pay attention. It's the kinds of beer cans. You gotta look for the brands.
Right.
That's how you know when the time is. So. That's good. That's good.
I'm a fan.
So I don't know. Do you guys want to talk hockey or?
What is there to talk about? Like
that, Sabres hired a coach. That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I like the coach hire. Former player, he was coaching in Nashville. The defense there.
Phil Housley.
They made a trade.
Former Sabres player.
Dominik Hasek.
No.
Maximum Fenegenov.
Nope.
Also no.
You're trying your best.
I've exhausted all of the people that I've
You've named
that's,
two
that's,
Russians.
That's pretty good Sabres knowledge there, Lucas.
Lucas just knows Russian Sabres.
Who's the guy that got his throat cut?
Larchuk, right?
Yeah, that guy.
But I'm excited. They're making trades. The expansion draft's happening.
Yeah, they got a defenseman. It's like Bolo
something. It's French.
Bulu. I'm white. I'm a white American man who can't pronounce things.
I can't pronounce French Canadian names. So
yeah,
it's cool.
There's this thing I wanted to do. Like one day when I'm really bored at work, where I just walk around my work and get all the foreign beers and pronounce them like a white person. Like there's this one called Francis Connor, and I was gonna be like Francis Connier. Just like, mispronounce them all. Yeah, I'm gonna do that soon. It's gonna be good.
Just make sure to change all of the vowels to something completely
different. Oh yeah. You know, like there's this one called Tiski because it's Polish, and I'm just gonna be like Taiski. It's gonna be great.
Instead of Naruto, it's Naruto.
Naruto.
There's a lot of extra U's in there. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, Lucas, that was not as bad. He is the king of over exaggeration. He's like, I can't deal with the English. Voices on this
the
game.
English voice acting in
Naruto
is unbelievably bad.
So he's like, the opening, Sakura's just like, Naruto! And I borrowed the game and I played it with English and she goes, Naruto! I'm like, wow,
that's not good.
That was nowhere
it has
near.
To be, that's because Lucas is an anime person. It has to be over exaggerated.
I feel like he'd like
this
the over exaggeration.
Your life is. Oh, wait. Bruce Cruz. Oh, well, you went. Oh, yeah. Garg said he was only partly paying attention and thought I heard Bruce Clues and why my wife left me.
That is true. Those things did happen.
He spelled Bruce Clues Bruise.
Oh.
Instead of the way we were saying it, which bruise as in beer.
Yeah.
Right. So he was thinking of a more domestic circumstance.
I was gonna say, he wakes up and there's just like stab wounds.
No!
That could be the sequel.
Where's my wife?
That's a much darker sequel. I don't know if we need to go there. But as I was saying,
Liam Neeson's in the corner. I will find you.
As I was saying before I read this live comment, because we're a live show, by the way. Lucas, you're an animated person, okay? You're an exaggerated person. You watch
so exaggerated.
They can't see it. But you watch anime and all these fucking crazy girls with exaggerated proportions and exaggerated personalities.
I like how you did this.
Do all this? Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they all do these exaggerated things. You have an exaggerated body. You exaggerate your stories. That's your move.
It's like 60%
everything.
More.
I'm trying to think of like a food analogy, but I guess I don't really have one. I don't know.
I can't think of anything exaggerated. Like, you know, Lucas is the most exaggerated. Lucas would eat you are like yourself.
Lucas would eat a bag of pizza rolls and say he ate a bag of pizza logs. You know, that's kind of the game. You know,
I've eaten a bag of pizza logs too.
He ate a bag of pizza rolls.
Bags of pizza logs are only six to a bag, so that's not.
I mean, not if you get the ones from Wegmans.
I don't know how big those bags are.
They have 12.
I rarely shop at Wegmans.
Okay, I did 12 pizza logs at once, too.
Oh, that's a lot of logs.
I hated myself after it, but I did it.
It's not a good poop
six,
afterwards.
Six is a lot of pizza logs. I don't know if I could do 12.
I did the all-you-can-eat pancakes at Denny's for breakfast. I only got 5, though, because the freaking waiter was awful. He wasn't, like, showing up, and, like, he brought all the food. And he should have immediately been like, you want another stack? Because it's Father's Day. It's backed up.
Yeah, what if you're a father, you know? Yeah. What if you just came here for your pancakes?
So, like, the restaurant's backed up, and, like, I finished, and I'm like, I could easily eat another 3. And he didn't show back up until later, so I got the 2, and by the time I finished the 4th, I'm like, I'm struggling. You know, it's settling in.
Yeah, you gotta
set.
You gotta just pack it in. You gotta pack. It's like, you ever eat a glutton? You ever try to eat a glutton?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Lucas would understand.
I used to go to school right next to that.
It's all about speed. Oh, that you probably had many a glutton then. Yeah. It's all about speed. Like, you have 15 minutes to eat as much as you can, and then after that, it's diminishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, I killed a glutton once. I'm like 1 for 6 on glutton eating.
And you have to eat 2 to get that fucking
shirt.
Yeah,
there's no fucking way. There's no way I could do that. The glutton would, like, I don't know. Lucas, there, it's that. This is a glutton right here. His arm.
Like from here
to here. Yeah, that's what it is. It's that thickness, you know, roughly that shape, slightly less hair.
Only slightly.
Slightly more warmed up as well.
I guess so. I mean, by the time you're at the end, it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Depending how fast you eat.
I got a chicken one with beans once, and the beans were cold because...
Kind of beans, black beans?
Yeah.
Black beans are good.
Yeah.
I never used to like black beans.
Yeah, they were cold by the time that I finally got to them. Because they were like, in the direct, like, center.
There was a period where, like, we'd be out doing something, and we'd drive by Burrito Bay and just get a casual glutton. Like, unplanned. Like, we would just stop by, eat a glutton, and then, like, go about our days.
Like, wait, all of you would tackle a glutton?
No, each person would get a glutton.
Okay.
Yeah. John's a pro glutton eater. Melonhead's all right. I'm bottom 5. I rarely finish a glutton. I've only ever done it once. Because by the time you're at the bottom, it's all shell.
Oh,
you know, it's like it's sog, and it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah.
Heather tried to eat a glutton once.
How far did she make it?
Not very.
I didn't think so. I don't think she actually knows how to eat.
I don't know. She likes cheese. That's a good start.
Yeah, but see,
cheese and crackers are her thing.
Like, I just don't think people know how to eat in general.
Well, I don't think you know how to eat.
Yeah, maybe
you
eat
shit.
Maybe
you're the problem, Lucas. You look different than everybody else. You can't think that everybody else.
I look how God made me.
God did not make you 450 pounds.
He just slid it all the way to the right. It was fine to go. He's just like
in his character creation. He's like max height, max weight.
Good to go. It's funny because we actually did that one time on a game called Vindictus. Me and Vinny played.
You made yourself.
We scaled just everything to the right, and this guy came out because it also has like muscle tone. He just had fucking like Popeye bowling ball arms, and he was because he had an attack where he would like throw his weapon, and it was so like badly like confined. That if he wore certain big sets of armor, he'd go to throw the weapon and it would just clang off his armor because it would through it so bad.
One time in Madden, my brother and I was probably like 15. We made like the biggest, tallest, fastest guy, you know? We named him Michael Manboobs. And fucking, he was like, not only was he as tall and fat as he could be, but he's also as fast as he could be. So what we would do is throw like wide receiver screen passes to him and let him run for 100 yards. Mm-hmm. So when he'd catch the ball and start sprinting, all of a sudden, because it was like Madden 07, he wouldn't be fat anymore. As soon as he was at like full sprint, he'd be super skinny, and he'd get into the end zone, and he'd be fat again. It was fucking, it was hilarious.
That reminds me of a video I saw. It was like top 5 big guy plays, and it's like when they...
Another top 5 list.
Yeah, it's like when they do the, like, they pick off stealing, interceptions at the
okay,
line, and
like,
they run
like
it back.
When, yeah, okay.
Sam was Adams.
Was it on BuzzFeed?
Sam Adams.
Sam
that
Adams.
Was a big
that was
man.
An NFL one.
Was
he
a
was
big
number
man's
2.
Big man.
He was number 2 on the list when he picked off Brady in that, I don't know, 03 game or whatever.
Who was he on back then? Was
the Bills. It was the Bills.
Oh, it was the
that
Bills.
That was like
then.
The
okay,
one time the Bills got
he
a
was
Brady
actually
face.
On the Vikings for most of his career.
Yeah. But he He picked it off. As I'm watching this, I'm like, I would love a football league where it's just 300-plus pounds.
That'd be so
good. At every position.
I'm so down for that.
Right? So the running back's like 300 pounds, the quarterback's 350. Like, who would not watch that?
Is it still like a full regulation size field?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to bring in a little bit for those guys.
Nope. You're just going to have really long possession time possessions.
40 and 40, that's all you need.
Nope, it's the same sport.
Is it just weight? I think it should go by BMI. It should be like
I mean, I guess.
Well, squish it.
Because there's guys like D linemen and stuff that are like fucking six, like Miles Garrett. He's like 270. Fucking huge, but
he's too fit for the XFL.
He's too fit. It's got to be a BMI. It's got to be a BMI. I think
the XFL. Lucas could be a pro in the XFL.
Lucas probably could be a pro.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what you think your BMI is.
Last time I checked, it was like 17%.
You'd fit in. Instead of XFL, it should be the heavy weight NFL.
Heavyweight.
HWFL, Heavyweight Football League.
That's nice.
Lucas would be a pro.
Lucas would be the ideal defensive lineman. He's got no grit, though. He'd fall over.
No, if
he's playing other fat guys, who knows?
He's got no grit. He'd get tired. He'd be like, no, fuck this.
Oh, no. Stamina is, like, at an all-time level.
The really fit fat guys are in the NFL already. Yeah. We're just getting, like, the fat guys of Earth.
So you're talking about fat guys that, like, this is actually still jelly. It hasn't, like, tried to, like, suck it a little
bit.
So then, like,
do they wear, like diapers?
Why would they shit themselves? Is that a thing?
No.
Is
there's always a quarter cup of water just swimming around the bucket.
Here we are with that again. There it is.
Damn it.
There's the quarter cup of water again.
it's just there.
We can't go 1 hour with talking about the water content of your ass, can we?
There's sweat. There's nowhere for it to get away. It's just there.
What a fucking dandy. Goddamn.
Son of a bitch.
I don't
even know what to say. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We actually just hit the 1 hour mark. So unless we have anything else we want to talk about.
I mean, I don't know what water-shaped poop is, but that's the last thing.
You know, when I wrote that down, I thought it was funny. Okay, I'll tell it. It's going to be like a really bad way to end the podcast. So the other day I was shaving, and I always like to have a glass of water with me or like a bottle of water when I shave because like the hair gets in my mouth, like I inhale it, and then like I just, you know, I start coughing. So what I did was I shaved.
How the fuck are you shaving? With a blow dryer into your face?
No, it's just, you know, the trimmer and stuff, and like you, like little particles flow. I don't know. Right. I don't know how to shave the right way. So like I'll do it and I'm like, and then I'll inhale it and I'll get hair in my mouth.
First of all, you should go down, not up.
Well, on your underneath, you go up. It's against the grain. It's against the grain.
I go down.
I don't know. It's against the grain. You're supposed to go. Anyways, so like I have the water. I shave. I didn't get any hair in my mouth. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm gonna take a shit now that I'm done. You know, like a celebratory shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing it. And then I'm like, oh shit, there's a hair in my mouth. So I start coughing while I'm shitting. And I'm like, oh my god. Oh my god. What do I do?
Just supercharge your shit?
I don't want to be this guy that is inputting while I'm outputting. You know? Like, I don't know if I could do this. And it got to be too much. So I took a sip of the water. And it happened. And things were coming out as they were going in. And it was... Oh no! It was something I wouldn't do again. It's not something I would advise.
Nah.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. And that's...
Have you guys... I've never done this, but have you guys ever, like, eaten something on the toilet?
No. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to be that guy, but I was forced into that position.
I've eaten bread, like, while, like, in the bathroom before. What? Like, I've eaten, like, toast, like, morning toast.
Why? What were you doing in the bathroom? Like, on the toilet?
No, like,
if you're on the toilet, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, your ass is open.
Yeah, no.
You can't have both open. You can't have both ends open.
Nah. You want to know what the best thing I've ever heard about a human body is?
Sure.
We're actually just a cylinder with a hole down the middle.
Essentially, I guess.
I mean, it's an opening. It goes all the way through you, and you know, there's just kind of meat and stuff around it.
Yeah.
It's real good.
God, I'm you know, I regret bringing that up. I wish I didn't.
I regret having Lucas on this podcast.
Can we trade him?
Yeah,
can we
come on.
Trade?
Life went to dash. Where's
I was going
to
say, is Donnie still here?
We send you an offer.
Lucas is officially on the trade block. So if anybody wants to toss us anything.
We will still record here.
Yeah, we will take it. Yeah, we will. Yeah. We'll cash considerations, anything. Whatever you got.
Yep.
Bag of gummy worms? I don't care.
If you've got a podcast and the ability to transport me, we will do a trade.
You do have to feed them, too.
Yeah. We don't feed them, but you should.
I feed me.
He feeds
him. I mean, no, you've brought McDonald's a couple times.
I brought McDonald's. Mike bought a pizza. We feed him.
Okay.
Yeah, we feed him. We're in it. All right, I think we're going to sign off here.
Plug our Twitter.
Our Twitter is at Roger Ross Pod. Send us a fucking tweet, all right? Because
we'll probably retweet you.
We'll probably retweet because, you know what? We all suck. Look at us. Yeah. Look at the game we're putting out.
The only way...
Bottom five podcast, right?
We will not retweet you is if you are a spam porn bot. Or
even then, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
If you're
something... I'll probably still at least like it.
Yeah.
We'll like it, but
Lucas
we
would enjoy that, actually.
Yeah. I'll like it, but I won't read.
He might check out your live cam show.
Yeah. He's got Bitcoin. You got Bitcoin?
No.
He's got Bitcoin. And our email is roddyrouse.boys@gmail.com. So toss us some ideas, and probably in July I'll open it up and we'll talk about them. So thanks to the two Collins we had today.
Yep.
Two Collins. We had a lot of comments. This is good. This is a live show. This is pretty much getting me the format moving forward, actually.
Yep.
So if you guys...
It'll be very good for draft episodes in the future.
Yes, definitely. We're gonna be probably going on around 7 to 7:30 every Sunday. And obviously our episodes will be available to download when I get around to it. So, yeah, thank you. And we're fucking off. So, fuck off.
Now I gotta go hit that button.
Hit the button. That was great. That was the highlight of the episode.
All right.
That was hilarious.
When we share it, you gotta...